读心经，在小的法本第十页。We'll start by reciting the Heart of the Perfection Wisdom Sutra. Those who want to recite in English, you can do so yourself. All of us will recite in Mandarin. 般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不灭。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界，乃至无意识界，无无明，亦无无明尽，乃至无老死，亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨埵，以般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛，依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰 Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisoha。 现在我们要念那个修心八颂It is followed by the recitation on the eight verses of thought transformation. For English, it is on the Red Prayers book. 161. Okay, we'll recite in Mandarin. 修心八颂。我于一切有情众，视之尤甚如意宝，愿成满彼究竟力，恒常心怀真爱情，随处与谁为伴时，视己教诸众人悲，从心深处思利他，恒常尊他为最上，一举一动观自心，正当烦恼出萌生，危害自与他人时，愿即苛斥令消除，秉性邪恶重有情，恒为猛烈最苦迫，见识如遇大宝藏，难值修悲愿珍惜。他人出于嫉妒心，非礼辱骂谤我等，亏损失败我取受，愿将胜利奉献他。无习饶意助某人，且曾身心寄厚望，彼虽非礼妄加害，愿仍视为善知识。无论直接与间接，愿现利乐与友情，如母友情诸苦患，我愿暗中尽取受。愿我所修一切善，不为八法所垢染，身观诸法皆如幻，无执离缚得解脱。 Okay, thank you. Angelina, some sweets to give to your blessed by Rinpoche.
Okay, so do short meditation here. So first we do light offering. So before that, visualize the object of refuge. Yeah, you can visualize Amitabha Buddha. So there's some picture in the prayer book, the page 2. If you know how Amitabha Buddha look like, then you can in your mind.
我们首先做一个简短的观修，我们现在手上都有一盏灯，所以我们要以灯来做这个灯供。我们观想在我们的前方虚空有一尊阿弥陀佛，他是我们的福德资粮天。这阿弥陀佛的像呢，我们可以看我们的那个法本哦，那个日常诵文比较大本的第二面， 他就有那个阿弥陀佛的那个像，虽然观想啊，这阿弥陀佛就在我们前方的虚空当中。
Okay, so just visualize in front of oneself, the Amitabha Buddha, so sitting on the lotus and mundis like that, so made of light. Try to visualize, think for a few minutes, clear as possible, and just in front of us.
所以观想在自己前方的虚空出现一个阿弥陀佛。阿弥陀佛呢是一个由光组成的身体，不是像我们这样的肉身红色的光芒，他就坐在莲花和和月轮上面。观想的越清晰越好，我们将这样观想几分钟。
So then, if possible, then you can visualize the Amitabha Pure Land. You know, it's all pure land. All the Bodhisattvas, that pure land, then visualize the place beautifully as possible. You know, beautiful tree, palm, lotus, you know, then flower, how they describe in Amitabha Sutra. So, then beautiful palace.So you can visualize that, if possible.
如果我们能够的话，我们应该进一步观想呢，阿弥陀佛就出现在他的极乐世界净土里面。这么根据呢，《阿弥陀佛经》里面所描述的净土来观想，就是阿弥陀佛呢，在他的宫殿里面围绕着众多的菩萨圣众。然后呢，阿弥陀佛净土呢，是 是、有很多很漂亮很庄严的，所以呢那边有很多漂亮的、水池，八功德水水池，莲花，然后呢很多曼妙的树木，盛开的花朵等等，这些呢我们可以把它放进我们的观想里面。
So next one, so I make the light offering, so now you can just visualize the light, you know, the container of the light, so you can visualize made of diamond, jewel, gold, you know, all the precious things, you can think that the container of the light.Beautifully as possible, so inside the container, the liquid you can visualize, the container can be big as possible, like whole universe like that you can visualize. Then the liquid can be visualized like an ocean, liquid, then light, you can visualize brightness like a sun. Then make, you know, think that, then thinking, offering to Amitabha Buddha.
然后呢保持着清晰的观想呢，我们要做灯供。因为观想呢，我们手中获得的这盏灯呢，它的灯台呢，灯台呀、啊、是由金银珠宝啊、玛瑙啊、钻石啊各种宝石庄严而成的这个灯台。然后上面呢就供着这盏灯。这盏灯呢它的蜡呢是如海洋般那么广大那么巨深的。然后它所发出的这盏灯，它的光芒呢，如同太阳那般的灿烂、灼盛、灼热。
So you can visualize that.That kind of light, you know, not one, you can visualize numberless. You know, so making offering to Amitabha Buddha.
这样我们在做这样的灯灯供的观想的时候呢，不要只是观想哈，只是一盏灯。我们观想呢，我们现出无量无数这样如海洋般巨大的那种灯供。然后这一个灯供的一一呢，都要贡献给阿弥陀佛。
So then, so also think that you are making this light offering on behalf of your friend, relative, parent, you know, then.Include all sentient beings, you know, behalf of that, you are making this light offering to Amitabha Buddha.
在做这样如海洋般广大的供养的观想的时候呢，我们要观想，我们是代表我们所有的亲戚朋友，所有的亲人，所有的朋友，所有的一切的众生呢，做这样广大的供养。
So that's the blessing, the cloud of mantra, I don't know if it's there somewhere. So you can recite three times, so by reciting that, so then your offering become numberless, then not only that, then received by all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the power of the mantra.
现在借着这样的观想呢，我们要念这个供养云，啊，供养陀罗尼。这个陀罗尼呢，它给予我们加持力呢，让我们所做的供养呢，能够化为无量无数无边哦，供养给十方所有的一切佛和菩萨们。
So that page 18.
这个供养陀罗尼呢，可以你可以在我们的比较大的那个日常课诵法本里面第十八面找到。
So this is good to recite whenever you have opportunity to make offering, any kind of offering, light offering, flower, water, incense. If you have time, visualize the offering numberless, then you recite the mantra three times.So it's become very powerful offering by reciting mantra. So the offering become numberless, then received by all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas. So this is the power of the mantra, you know, when you recite.
如果我们有机会的话做这样的供养，比如说我们要做灯供啦、花供啦、烟供啦等等这些供养的时候呢，我们有这样的机会的时候呢，我们应该观想做刚才我们讲的那个观想，然后呢供养给十方的一切佛菩萨，这样呢我们可以借着念诵着供养陀罗尼的加持力这个咒语本身有加持力，它就可以使我们的供养呢化为无量无边无数，然后呢献给十方所有的一切佛菩萨们。
The mantra there. Okay.
我们现在一起来跟着仁波切念诵。
我那摩巴嘎瓦帝门多萨拉巴玛达那达达嘎达雅阿拉帝萨米亚萨布达雅达阿本智本智玛本智玛帝迦本智玛毗迦本智玛菩提悉达本智玛菩提门多巴萨嘎玛那本智萨瓦嘎玛毗修达那本智娑婆。哦，那么巴嘎瓦帝本扎萨拉巴曼达那达达嘎达雅阿拉帝萨米亚萨布达雅达哦，本扎本扎玛本扎玛帝迦本扎玛毗迦本扎玛菩提悉达本扎玛菩提门多伽玛那本扎娑瓦伽玛阿瓦拉那毗修达那本扎娑婆。
So then, next we recite the power of the mantra. In Chinese, you can recite that one.
Power or truth?
Power or truth.
接着呢，我们要念诵的是地利愿 in Mandarin. 我们一起念诵：仰赖三宝真地利，诸佛菩萨加持力，二资圆满大富力。即清净不可思议法界力，愿十方诸佛菩萨眼前现起，并心受此供养云聚，无穷无尽不可思议量等虚空， 此乃由圣贤书、文书等菩萨众化转化而生起。
So now that making the short dedication there, you know, by making this light offering, so may all other sentient beings quickly become like Amitabha Buddha.
现在我们做一个简短的回向，愿以此东更功德。我等及一切所有众生，速证阿弥陀佛的圆满果位。
So. This is you can say this one like an offering yoga. You can label it as an offering yoga.
我们可以这么说，这个是我们所做的供养瑜伽。
Okay, this one is train your mind in offering. You know how to make offering.
这是一种心的训练之一，就是如何训练我们的心呢，去做供养。
So here, many people, you know, especially Chinese tradition, so we believe so much in Amitabha Pure Land. So thus, you must know how to create cause to reborn in the Amitabha Pure Land. So this is important.
因为呢，在我们这里哦，这里的华人世界，很多人都相信这个净土宗，就是相信呢以后这一生完了要往生极乐世界。可是你要往生这个阿弥陀佛的极乐世界呢，我们必须懂得如何去造这个因，这个因让我们能够往生哦这个净土。
So in the text, and in the main point, you know, the three things you need.To take, you really want to take rebirth. You really want to take rebirth in Amitabha Pure Land. Then three things must need it.
根据这个阿弥陀佛经典里面所记载的，如果呢有人哦想发愿往生阿弥陀佛的极乐世界，他的净土的话呢，有三点是三个要点是要是非常重要的。
Okay, so first thing to think, you know, every day thinking, you know, meditation on Amitabha Buddha, you know, think Amitabha Buddha, you know, single pointedly.You know, every day try to think that. You know, then also, if possible, then you have to think the Amitabha Pure Land. You know, so if not, at least you need to think Amitabha Buddha. You know, meditate on Amitabha Buddha. You know, visualize Amitabha Buddha.
第一个要点的就是呢，想要发愿往生极乐净土的人呢，必须呢每天意念阿弥陀佛。这每天意念阿弥陀佛呢，最重要是要做到一心不乱的去意念他啊。如果能力能够的话呢，不只是意念阿弥陀佛，也要意念他的净土，就观想了。我们讲意念的时候，就是我们要去啊，好像坐下来呀、啊，然后去观想啊，净土是什么样子的，阿弥陀佛是什么样子的。如果呢做不到的话呢，也至少应该每天都意念阿弥陀佛。
So visualize, you know, clear as possible, just in front of you, something real, live, you know, you know, matter, you know, like you can like almost live in front of you. That's Dhamma Buddha, you know, try to visualize that. Then having paid single pointed paid Amitabha Buddha, develop that paid, you know.
在我们的意念是怎么说呢？就是说我们每天呢都要观想，在我们的虚空的前方啊，就出现这阿弥陀佛。这阿弥陀佛你要观想的越清晰越好，要很清楚的看到前面那个人呢一样啊。这阿弥陀佛出现在你前方的莲花座上面，越清晰越好。它是光的化身哦，不是肉体的化身，是红色光芒的化身。所以你在想的时候呢，升起的观想的时候呢，你要申请这一心不乱的净性，就相信阿弥陀佛就在你的前面。
Okay, so this is the one thing. The second one, creating cause, accumulating extensive merit. So that's the second thing we need.
刚才讲的是第一个要点，那第二个要点呢，就是我们如何创造啊，或者种下往生净土的这个因。我们除了要种下净土的因呢，我们也要广大的去积累这个福德。
Okay, so offering, like for example, what we just did, you know, like this, actually we're making small light offering physically.You're making small light offering, but mentally you can make bigger, numberless, you know, you can think that. Then in short time, you're able to create extensive merit. You know, like flower, whatever you make offering, then try to think like that in your life. And then make an offering to Amitabha Buddha, you know.
我们讲在积累这个广大的福德资粮呢，就表示就好像刚才我们做的这个供养，好，我们所做的灯供可能只是小小的一盏灯供，就是外在。可是，在我们的心里面呢，我们要把它观想哦，我们所做的供养呢，是化身为无量无数无边遍满整个虚空的，好，这样我们的所做的供养的功德呢，就如我们观想那么的般的巨大。所以我们就可以在如果以这样的方式去做供养，比如说我们供养一盏一朵小小的花，我们也把它观想成无量无边呢，无数的花朵遍满这个虚空去供养，这样我们就能在很短的时间内呢，以这样的方式，这样的修行方式呢，积累广大的福德资粮。然后我们要把这个供养呢，观想我们是供养给阿弥陀佛。
So then, the third one, you must have this wish or wanting to go to Amitabha Pure Land all the time. You know, not just one time thinking, but you must have very strong wish, thought all the time, wanting to go, you know, just wanting to go to Amitabha Pure Land, you know, all the time having these wishes, you know.
第三个重点哦。怎么往生阿弥陀佛净土，就除了刚才所讲的每天意念，然后呢还有去积累广大的福德资粮，最重要的是第三点，你要能够发愿哦，愿意往生阿弥陀佛的净土，阿弥陀佛的极乐世界，不只是哦，有时候想想哎呀我而且很不好啊，这里不好我要去那边，不是，而是时时刻刻哦，时时刻刻每一分每一秒你都有这样深切的愿心，愿意往生阿弥陀佛的净土。
Okay, not like when you're happy then you don't want to go, when you're unhappy you want to go, not like that, you know.
而不是当你搞到很开心很快乐没有烦恼就想哎呀我不要去了，净土有什么好，然后你不开心的时候遇到困难的时候就这里不好我要去阿弥陀佛的净土啊，不是这样的，这样是去不了的。
So, Okay, so last time, I don't know where we are. So anyway, the verse 6, when someone whom I have benefit and in whom I have great hope give me terrible harm, I shall regard that person as my holy guru. Yeah?
就上一次的翻译、啊、上一堂课我们讲到第六个寄颂，上次我翻译错了，不是除盖障菩萨，是金刚手菩萨、哦、所以大家记得上一次我们讲到第六个寄颂，第六个寄颂就是无习饶益助某人，解曾身心寄厚望，彼虽非礼忘加害，愿人视为善之事。
So this time one thing, you know, you really want to be good hearted, then we need to practice this, you know, this verse, you know, we need to practice that. If you want to be good hearted person, you know.
这个第六个寄颂呢是、让我们修我们的慈心、哦、我们颗善良的心。如果我们真的要去修行这样的善心的话呢，我们就要根据这个寄颂来修炼。
So this is challenging, you know, when you do something, you know, helping someone, you know, from your sincerely, I mean, you're helping to someone, you know, for a long period of time, but then, after a while, then, because also you're hoping, oh, this person will benefit back to me. So then,it doesn't happen according to your wishes, not helping back, then we become unhappy, you know, angry, even become violent, you know.
这个寄颂讲的是、如果我们以前曾经、哦、诚心的去帮助或长时间的帮助某一个人呢、我们也对这个人呢，过后我们对这个人呢在心里有一些寄望了，所以解曾身心寄厚望。可是呢，事实却是相反的，并不是以我们想象中的那样。所以呢，我们可能会因此感到不开心，或者感到很生气。哦，我们的诚心升起了，甚至我们会有一些暴力的行为。
Okay, the person you hope to receive benefit from the person.But hoping that, but person doesn't benefit, not only that, even the person instead of benefiting, the person harm to you. You know, then you become very, very unhappy. Then how to deal with that kind of situation, you know?
就是说这个你曾帮助过的人、哦、你相信、哦、其实他应该回报给你的，可是他并没有，反而加害于你，所以呢 你觉得很不开心了、所以呢遇到这样的情况的时候、我们应该怎么办？
So you can look different way, no doubt. So here the text is said, regard that person as your holy guru.
所以遇到这样的状况的时候呢，我们可以从另外一个角度、啊、去思维去看待、根据这个法本、哦、法本这个修行八颂的法本、我们的祖师呢是这样看待，他是愿人视为善知识。
So here, so you can look at the person as the object of patient, you know.From this person, you are able to learn the patient. So this person teach you how to be patient. So you can look the patient, guru of the patient, you know.
所以呢，那个人呢，就变成了我们修习的对境。修习什么的对境呢？就是我们修习安忍的对境。因为那个人呢，教导我们要学习安忍。所以呢，那个人就是我们学习安忍的善知识。
Okay, so that's the one thing. So one thing is you can look because your own problem, You know, this is our own problem because whatever we do is our motivation, you know, with attachment, with self-cherishing, you know, helping other with attachment, self-cherishing, hoping so much the person to help back, you know. So because of this, then didn't happen according to your attachment, according to your self-cherishing thought, doesn't happen according to that, then you become unhappy, you know.
我们可以进一步去思维啊，就从这个角度，刚才讲的视他为修习安忍的善知识出发，进一步想，哎，这其实呢是我们自己本身的问题，因为我们自己的发心和动机呢，其实是有问题的。怎么说呢？因为我们虽然觉得，哎，我们是很诚心诚意的去帮助那个人，可是呢，我们自己的意乐啊，这个动机啊，其实是有着贪着的动机的，因为我们是由我们的我爱心，我爱心出发去帮助那个人，希望帮助那个人过后呢，这个人呢回头啊，过后以后会帮助我们，所以我们就有这样的这我执的心理啊，就我爱爱我执的心理去帮助别人，结果呢情况并不是如我们自己所希望的那样，所以其实是我们的我爱执使我们感到不开心。
So, when you really look deep down, so this all problem is come from our own mind and how you think it when you help the person, you know, what kind of motivation you have. You're really, truly, sincerely helping the person or not. You know, all depend on that. You know, you're really, truly helping the person with really, like, compassionate mind, then of course, whether you get the return back or not, that doesn't bother oneself, you know.
所以当这样的状况发生的时候，我们要很深入、很深入的去分析、去思维。所以这重点就是很非常的深入的去思维。所以呢，我们帮助那个人，我们的意乐啊，就是现代的华语就讲我们的动机啊是什么？我们是真正的啊，想要去帮助那个人吗？啊，如果我们真的是想要，是本着慈悲心呢，本着慈悲心去帮助其他的众生的话，那其他众生有没有回报啊？这对我们来讲就一点都不重要了。
So the here, so you can look that way, because of when you help the person do something, what kind of motivation? You know, with attachment, with self-cherishing thought. Then at the end, the result become unhappy. You know?
所以这里我们要很深入的去看，我们帮助他人，我们的意乐究竟是什么？我们的出发点是不是因为我们有这个贪着，这个贪念？我们的贪念呢，也就是我们讲的爱我执的这种贪着。如果我们有是由这个爱我执的贪着的念头呢去帮助他人的话，那么呢，我们所得到的果报当然就不会是一个开心的果报了。
So, if we able to think that, then if we able to recognize that, then it's our own problem, not the other person make you the problem. You know, recognizing this problem made by oneself.Then, if you're able to recognize that, then we won't be that angry, you know, much as before, you know.
如果我们能够这样去思维，这样去想的话呢，这样我们就会发现呢，其实呢，这是我们自己的问题，而不是他人制造的问题，而不是另外一个人哦，那个对方哦，啊，制造这样问题给我们。我们如果能够这样很深入的去思维去分析，这样我们就不会像之前那样感到那么生气，那么不开心了。
Okay, so another way to think. So when you think about whatever we receive harm or benefit from other, you know, we receive some benefit from other, so that means we have done good for the other person in the past.When you receive harm from the person, so that means we have done harm to the other person in the past. You know,
我们也可以从另外一个角度去思维去分析，比如说如果我们从对方得到的是伤害的话，或者从对方得到的是利益的话，那究竟是怎么一回事呢？如果我们从对方，我们帮助别人，然后过后我们从对方得到利益的话，那是因为呢，我们在过去曾经利益过其他的人。如果我们从对方得到的是伤害的话，那是因为我们过去呢，曾经伤害过其他的众生。
So here, so if we know about the karma, you know, if we know about the karma, how karma works, you know, whatever you experience happiness, whatever you experience suffering, it's all come from the karma we have accumulated in the past. You know, without accumulating karma, we can't experience good and, you know, happiness and the suffering, not ever experience that.
我们在这里可以应用我们在菩提道次第学过的那个业果的道理啊。如果呢，我们所感受到的，不论我们感受到的是快乐或是痛苦的果报呢，这都是因为过去世所造下的因。如果过去世呢，我们造下善的因呢，我们就得到快乐的果报；如果过去世我们造下的是痛苦的因，我们就得到痛苦的果报。
So when you experience some harm from other, you know, so then if you think that by experiencing receiving harm from this and that, so that means we experience the result of the karma, you know, what you accumulate in the past. So that means we have purified the karma we have done in the past.
所以当我们在得到伤害而感受到痛苦的时候呢，从其他众生呢，其他的对境，其他众生处感受到痛苦的时候，感受到这苦的果报的时候，我们应该想，哦，这是我们过去所造下的恶业，现在已经成熟了。虽然成熟了呢，这样我们现在感受过了过后就不会再生气了，所以我们就净化了这个恶的果报。
Okay, so if we think that then purifying our past negative karma, so then you really think well, then we don't get that much angry, you know.
如果你能想到，诶，这是我过去的恶业，我过去的障碍，现在得到净化了，你能够这样想的话，你就不会感到那么生气了，也不会感到那么不开心。
Okay, so you can look many different ways.When the anger arises, you know, for this verses, you know, like that, something happened, anger arises. If you think in different way, you know, then you are able to, you won't get that angry, you know. So you can think different angle, yeah.
所以呢，当我们的嗔心呢，升起的时候，我们感到不开心的时候，我们可以从各个不同的角度去思维就根据刚才所讲的如理的去思维去分析，这样呢我们就不会感到那么的生气，那么的不开心。
So maybe tell one story here.
所以呢，仁波切在这里，天如切在这里要跟我们讲一个故事。
So, I don't know which part. I don't know. Must be in Rajagira. I'm not sure. So, in Buddha's time, Buddha Shakyamuni, one was staying in the Rajagira somewhere. So.There's the one younger brother of Ananda. You know, I think it must be his younger brother, Ananda. I think his younger brother.
Younger brother of Ananda.
I think like in, that must be, yeah, Junggao like that. So, so there's one, yeah, the younger brother of Ananda. So, he was, She has very beautiful, she's married, so she's very, very, she has very beautiful wife, so she's extremely attached to the wife, you know.
现在 Karen 姐要讲的故事呢，是她不太肯定是不是有些细节不大肯定，好像是在本是释迦牟尼佛的在世的期间哦，就是这他有个弟子，就阿难尊者。这阿难尊者呢，有个弟弟，这弟弟呢结婚了，而且娶了个非常漂亮的妻子。
So his, I mean that his brother, Ananda brother, he was extremely attached, you know, even like even second, you know, he cannot separate from his wife.And it's extremely attached like that.
这妻子呢长得太漂亮了，所以呢这个阿难尊者的弟弟呢就一分一秒啊也不能离开那个妻子，也不能的停止想念他。
啊Let me drink my tea first.
这绝色美女来的。
So Buddha knew that. So also Buddha thought it's now time to subdue him. You know, so Buddha can see that. Buddha knew that. You know, Buddha thought maybe time to subdue him, right time to subdue him. You know, then Buddha and what called Ananda.They went for the arm, the begging, you know, went to the, his house, you know, this Junggao, you know, brother of the Gonggo, Ananda, his house, so they went for arm, you know.
所以呢，佛陀呢，以他的神通力有一天呢，以他的神通力去观察，就看到，是调伏这个阿难尊者的弟弟的时候到了，所以呢，这样有一天呢，就是他们那个僧侣会去托钵，对吗？每天会去托钵，这样这一天呢，这阿难尊者还有佛陀他们阿难尊者就托钵来到了他的弟弟的家。
So morning, so Buddha went for arm his house, this Junggao his house, you know. So when Buddha goes, so Buddha had the power.To send light from his house, from his door, you know? I don't know. So, light is able to send inside his house from the outside. You know? So, then somehow this Junggao, yeah, he sees the light. So then he thought, oh, must be Buddha's, you know? Must be Buddha outside, you know? So he came out, come from his house and look from this, I don't know, in that time it's like,We don't have this concrete house, you know, have some kind of wooden house, maybe. He looked from inside, you know, outside. Yeah, from the cave door, look outside, then he saw Buddha outside, you know.
这样的佛呢，就以他的神通力呢发光了。佛是有很多神通力，这发光就发到那个阿难尊者弟弟的家里了。就阿难尊者弟弟就看到的光，哇！他屋子遍满光，屋外有光，所以他就跑到门边了。那以前的门呢？以前的屋子和现在的屋子是不一样的嘛。他那边的屋子是木做的，所以他就从那个缝里面看了，去瞄，瞄一下 ，OK， 就好像看到佛了佛在外面。
So then he saw Buddha, you know, from inside Buddha's house. You know, he see outside, yeah. The guy see the Buddha. He's inside the house, so he see the Buddha outside of the house, like that. So then this Junggao told his wife, you know, so Buddha is outside, you know. So then this Junggao want to go.Outside, you know, to respect or to prostration to Buddha, you know. He thought that, so he asked his wife, can I go and see Buddha, you know, outside, you know.
所以呢，那时候呢，他 他在那个门呢，门缝里面瞄瞄就瞄到佛了哈。佛的，哎呀，他就看，哎呀，释迦牟尼佛来了，在外面哇，他就跑去告诉他妻子，他讲，哎呀，佛来了，佛在门外。讲，哎，我们去啊，外面迎接他嘛，因为他们有这种习俗啊，看到佛，他想要去跟他顶礼嘛，啊，所以他就跑去跟他的妻子讲，哎，来来来，我们出去。
So then, this is what I taught. If he let him go to see Buddha, then he might become ordained, you know, become monk, you know. This is why I taught that.
他妻子心里想：哎呀，如果让他出去跟佛顶礼的话，他遇到佛，佛可能就要跟他剃发出家了。哎呀，这怎么办呢？他出家就做了和尚了。
So then his wife said, "Yeah, you can go." But then he put, I think, him what to call. So the wife put water.His finger drip in the water, then put his jungle head, you know, put like that. So then his wife told him, yeah, you can go, but before drying this water, you must come back, you know. So if you don't come back, then you have to pay, you know, you have to pay me, you know, $500,000, you know. So that time is.500 coin, gold coin, I don't know how much, but anyway, it's like that. So you see, if you come after that, then you have to pay this much, you know.
这样呢，妻子他这样想，哎呀，这出去可能就做了和尚了，所以他想，所以他很聪明了，他就跟这个阿难尊者的弟弟讲，哦，你可以出去，可是呢，他顺手的就用手指点了一滴水，要点在他的额头上，他讲呢，你可以出去，可是在这滴水呢干了之前呢，你要回来。所以呢，他讲，如果你在这滴水干了之后，干了之前没有回来的话呢，等一下你回来呢，你就要付我半个百万元。
Okay, so then he went there, then pay respect, bow down to Buddha, then he took the bowl, you know, arm bowl.The begging bowl, another two begging bowls, and came inside. You know, then want to make offering to Buddha. You know, he put this all the offering inside, you know. Then, so then after he went out back to make offering to Buddha, then that time Buddha already left, you know. When he come out, Buddha left.
所以呢，他就出去了。他出去门外呢，跟佛顶礼了。然后呢，就因为佛在托钵化缘嘛，他就接过佛的钵，然后就进门，然后就把供养品呢放进那个钵里面，很快放进去。然后出去要给佛了，供养佛了。因为直到出到门外，佛已经走了。
So then Buddha left. So then after he went a little bit far away, then make offering to the Ananda, you know.But Ananda didn't accept. You know, Ananda said, whom you get the ball, the begging ball, you should pass back that person, you know, not me, you know.
这样呢，因为佛已经走远了，所以呢，那时候就刚阿难尊者就来到了啦。哦，因为他们是一群人的嘛，佛陀走远了，所以他就把这个钵里面的供养品呢，就给阿难尊者。这阿难尊者看到这个钵就讲，这个钵是谁的呢？你就把这个供养品给那个人，而不是给我。
Okay, so then somehow Buddha went to his own place, you know, went back to Buddha's own place. Then somehow this Junggang went to offer to Buddha. First, he couldn't offer, but at the end, he had to go and offer to Buddha his place. You know, Buddha's already back to his place, so he went there to make offering to the Buddha. You know, then Buddha.Accept his offering. Then Buddha eat his food. Then after that, some of the food the Buddha give to the Ananda. You know, not Ananda. This Junggang. Yeah.
所以呢，这样一来一往的时候，跟阿难尊者讲话啦，什么啦，阿难尊者拒绝的时候，那佛其实已经回到金舍了。佛的速度是很快的啦。好，所以呢，这个。 阿难尊者的这个弟弟呢就没有办法了，所以他只好把这个这钵的贡品呢就跑跑跑跑跑去佛陀的精舍了，就给佛陀了。这样佛陀呢就接受了这个化缘啊，这个托这个、供养。这样佛陀呢就把那食物拿起来吃了啊，他吃了一些，然后呢他就把另一些食物呢又分给这个阿难尊者的弟弟吃了。
So after he eat, you know that what Buddha gave, so he ate that. So then Buddha asked him, and after finishes eating, so Buddha asked to this Junggao whether you want to become ordained or not, you know.
所以饭后呢，佛陀就问他了：“哎，中卡，你要不要剃度出家？”
So then somehow the Junggao would reply, "Yes, you know, Buddha already blessed, you know." So he said yes, you know, without thinking anything, he said yes, you know.
这样子Junggao呢，想都没想，就可能是受到佛的加持，然后吃了那个饭，所以加持了。所以他想都没想，对，我要出家。
So then Buddha asked Ananda, you know. So Buddha asked Ananda take him to the take him and somewhere ask someone to cut his hair, you know. So like that, then Ananda took him to some other place who can cut the hair, you know.
这样呢，于是呢，佛就告诉阿难尊者呢，把他带到某个地方呢，去把他的头发给剪了。
So then, this is the person who going to cut his hair. So then, when he's tried to going to cut his hair, that then this guy, this what call Junggao, I don't know what call it Sanskrit, I don't know his name, but this Junggao told to the guy.Person who's going to cut hair, he told that, you know, sooner or later I'm going to become a king, you know. So if you cut my hair, I will cut your hand, you know, he said.
所以呢，当这个阿难尊者把他带到这个剃头师那边去的时候呢，那剃头师要跟这个 Junggao 削发的时候，这个 Junggao 就跟这个剃头师讲了，再过不久啊，将来啊，我就会登基成为国王，因为我会成为国王，所以你要剪我头发呢，我也一定要剪回你的头发。
So then,
cut his head,
not hand, not his hand,
cut his hand.
所以呢，你现在剃我的头的话呢，我将来成为国王，我就要砍掉你的手。
啊
？Chop his hand.
Yeah, so he cannot cut hair. So, anyway, so he said like that. You know, if you cut my hair, then I will cut your hand. You know.So something like that. So then the person so scared, so he didn't cut his hair, you know. So then Ananda told to Buddha, you know, what happened, you know, what he said. Ananda told to Buddha. Then Buddha came again to talk to him. You know, Buddha asked him again whether you want to become monk or not. Then he said yes, you know.
所以呢，那个剃头师呢，就感到很非常害怕了。哎呀，我剪了，听你剃了头，你会砍掉我的手，所以他就不敢剪了。所以呢，他就没有剪，没有跟他剃头了。所以呢，阿难尊者呢回去呢，把所发生的事呢告诉佛陀。哎，佛陀听了之后，哎，就亲自哈、来到见这个中卡了。他就再一次问中卡啊，你要不要出家？那中卡呢也照样回答，哦，我要出家。
So then Buddha sprinkled some water on his head. You know, Buddha blessed the water, sprinkled water on his head. Then after he sent to cut his hair, so then then able to cut his hair, you know, after that.
所以呢，于是呢，佛就加持了一些水哦，然后这个就把水呢，用加持过的水洒在这个中卡的头上，这样中卡呢，这一次呢，就顺利的哈、哦、剃完了他的头。
So that time, so then that time the Junggao and this guy taught, you know, I can cut hair, I can become ordained and serve the Buddha in daytime, but night time, evening, I can go back to home, you know. He taught like that.
在那个时候呢，中卡心里就想：对了，我现在已经削发了，成为和尚了。像白天呢，我就留在佛的身边了，侍候佛了。那晚上呢，我就回家了。
So then, then he ordained, he served Buddha. Then evening he thought to go back. Then somehow Buddha know all these things. So then, Buddha.Make some, you know, manifest. You know, the road have big hole, you know, like where you want to go back down. Road have big hole, crack, whatever, you know. On the road. So he's not able to go back. You know, then he waited at the road, you know. So then he stayed there whole night. Oh, then keep thinking his wife, he stayed there whole night, then.Wanted to go back tomorrow morning, you know, but that time he couldn't go. He went there.
所以呢，他就白天就侍奉那个佛了。这样的，当太阳下山之后呢，想，哎，我现在可以回家了。所以他就跑回家，就跑回家。他走在回家的路上的时候呢，佛陀呢，这时候呢，就运用他的神通力啊，哦，就在这个路边呢，制造了一个很大的洞。路边呢出现很大洞，所以因为有这个很大洞，所以他就不能走回家。他想，哎呀，应该怎么办呢？啊，他现在不能回家，他就蹲在那个路边等，那洞的旁边等，所以在等了整晚。他心想，哎，天亮的时候我应该可以回了。
So then, so Buddha knew, you know, so Buddha can read the mind. Buddha knew know everything. So then, in the morning, so then, Buddha sent Gong Gao, you know.Buddha sent Gong Gao, tell him, you know, look after the temple, you know, because Buddha and his power going out for the arm, you know, so temple is empty. So then Buddha asked Gong Gao to tell him, you know, look after the temple, you know.
Ask this person to look after the temple.
Yeah.
像这时候呢，佛知道了，因为佛呢是有神通的，佛是有他心通的，他可以知道呢，哦，这个人在想什么，那个人在想什么，所以因为佛是无所不知的，所以他有他心通，他就知道了，哦，这空嘎，这个中嘎心里在想什么，所以呢，他就派人呢讲，叫他呢啊早上呢去啊看好啊寺院。因为呢早上呢佛陀要带领僧众去托钵去化缘，所以呢就叫他留在寺院里面看守寺院。
So then, so he accept that to look after the temple. So then morning Buddha and his old follower went out for arm. So then, so he was cleaning the temple. So then he thought maybe just clean the temple. Then he want to.Then after finishes cleaning, he thought that nobody there, so he can go back, you know, go back to his place, you know.
所以他接受了佛陀的嘱咐了。所以当佛陀带领僧众去托钵化缘的时候呢，他就留在寺院打扫。所以早上他就打扫这个寺院，而打扫过后，他想，哎，现在没有人了，哎，我可以回家了。
So he tried to clean. So he tried to clean temple. After cleaning, he thought he can go back, but somehow never finishing cleaning. You know, clean this side, then you can see another side dirty. You know, somehow Buddha manifests, you know, in a different way. So somehow he couldn't finish. You know, he's cleaning, but somehow after that he thought, oh, this never finishing. I just close and go. You know, he tried to close the door, but somehow again he cannot close the door. You know.If you close one door, then somehow another door open, you know. So you couldn't close the door like that.
所以呢，他想，哎，我快速打扫完寺院呢，没有人哦，寺院没有人就可以回家了。所以他很勤奋的打扫。可是呢，他打扫完这边，哎，另外一边呢却有灰尘就出现了。他就跑到西边了，啊，跑到西边去打扫那个灰尘。西边的灰尘打扫，哎，东边又出现灰尘了。他就这样跑来跑去，跑回去。啊，最后他想，哎呀，我永远也打扫不完了，就算了。想啊，把门关了，然后就可以跑掉了。所以他就赶快去关门，那知道这个门关了，另外一个门又开了，关了另外一个门又开了，所以他就这样跑来跑去，那门永远都关不了，关不完。
Then he become little impatient, you know. Then he thought, oh, doesn't matter, you know, whatever happened, this temple, even it broke down, doesn't matter, you know. After he become king, he can make like thousands of temples, you know. So then he left, you know.
所以呢，这是因为佛以他的神通力啊，在的缘故了，所以他最后他感到不耐烦了，他想，哎呀，算了了啦，打扫不干净也不管了，门关不了不管了，这一切我都不管了，他丢下去了。他想啊，反正呢，就算这个寺院倒下来破下来了，也没关系啊，以后等我成为国王的时候，我可以建100间、1000间这样的寺院，好，所以讲啊，不管了。所以他就跑回家了。
So then he wanted to leave the temple and go to his wife's place, you know. Then, so when you want to go back, so that's, you know, normally where the people go, that's the, you know, what the main road, I don't know. That's main road, then that's another, I don't know. So then this.Chung Gao thought, you go in the main road, then he might meet the Buddha, you know, come back. He might meet the Buddha, you know, then he cannot go back. You know, he thought that he think that better go the another road, you know, the what called us? Side road, I don't know. Huh? Side road, I don't know.
所以他要离开寺院的时候，他就想，哎，我这样跑回家，如果走大路的话，这样肯定会碰到佛陀嘛，佛陀那身中全部化缘回来，走大路也不就看到我，哎呀，怎么办呢？哎呀，那我走小路好了。
Okay, so he took the side road. So, but Buddha know, you know, Buddha knew that, you know, Buddha knew he's going to come in the side road. So, exactly, Buddha came side road back, you know. So then.The Chung Gao saw the Buddha from the far, you know. He saw Buddha from the far, Buddha coming, you know. So then he quickly hide under the bush, big leaf or something like that. Quickly hide under this big leaf, a bush or something.
所以呢，这个Chung Gao呢就选择走小路了，逃回家。在他走小路的时候呢，这佛陀是。无所不知的嘛，所以他说佛陀神通力又发作了，又知道了，而原来这个人走小路要跑回家了，所以呢佛陀呢就在他所走的所选的那条小路呢出现了，这样就从他远远的看见，哎，佛陀怎么走这条小路了，他远远就看见佛陀了，他讲啊，我要赶快躲起来，所以呢他赶快的躲在草丛里面。
So then he hide under the leaf, you know, a bush like that. Then, of course, Buddha can, Buddha know everything. So then, somehow Buddha able to clear up the bush, you know, open the bush, open the leaf, you know, without his power, you know. So then, then Buddha saw him there, you know. So,
这样他以为躲在草丛里面就没有事了，可是呢，佛陀知道吗？佛陀就运用他的神通力了，把那些树叶、树枝啊全部扫开。
So then he feel very shy, you know, like, you know,
所以他就暴露出来了。
He couldn't escape, and he feel very shy.
所以呢，他就觉得很不好意思啊，这个人躲在那边。
So Buddha said, so then Buddha said, where you came from?
佛陀就问他了，你从哪里来？
所以说，所以 ，I don't know. Anyway, the Buddha said, "Follow me." Anyway, I don't know. The Buddha said, "Follow me." You know.
佛陀就跟他讲了，来跟着我走。
So Buddha know, you know, he have so, so Buddha know, he have so much attached, you know, cannot let it go, the attachment to his wife, cannot let it go, Buddha know that. So Buddha thought, what's the best, what's the best method, you know, to him to let him go the attachment, you know.
所以佛陀呢知道呢这个阿难尊者的弟弟呢对他的妻子呢是有很深的这个执着的贪执的，所以他就去思维了什么是断除这个执着的贪执的最好的方法。
So Buddha asked to Junggao whether you have seen the Prangun Mountain. Prangun Mountain, we have good smell, I don't know. Fragrant mountain. Whether you ever seen the mountain called Prangun Mountain.
所以佛陀就问这个中卡了，你有没有看过一个很香的充满香气的山，这个山叫香山。
So then he said no. So then, okay, then you hold my ropes. You know, Buddha said, hold my ropes. You know, then somehow Buddha's magical power, so the fly to the mountain. You know, then yeah, that mountain. Yeah.
所以呢，中刚才讲呢，我没有去过这个香山。这样佛陀讲 ，OK， 你现在抓住我的袈裟，抓住一片袈裟。这样佛陀就运用他的神通力呢，把这个中卡带到这个香山。
So then, when you reach that mountain, then Junggao look everywhere, you know, left, right, everywhere. He look it there. So then, he saw there's one.The monkey, the female monkey with the blind, you know, one eye blind or something like that, you know. So the monkey there looking at the Buddha, you know. This female monkey with, I think, blind female monkey, you know, he saw that. The female monkey is looking to the Buddha, you know, he saw that.
所以来到香山呢，这样呢，这个中卡呢就到处去看了，前前后后、左左右右、上上下下，全部都到处去看。最后他发现呢，那里呢有一只母猴，这母猴呢，有一只眼睛瞎了，他正看着佛陀。
So then, so Buddha asked him question, you know. So, whether this.Whether this female monkey, the blind female monkey, better than your wife, you know?
所以佛陀就问中嘎了，你看这个瞎了眼的母猴子和你的妻子比起来，哪个比较好？
You compare these two, you think better, you know? He said, Buddha asked him. Then the Junggao said, of course, you know, my wife is 100,000 times better than this monkey, you know? You cannot compare at all, you know?
Junggao 就回答了，哎呀，当然是我的妻子比较好了，比较漂亮了，我妻子比和这只瞎了眼的母猴比起来呀，好过千倍万倍。
So then, after Buddha asked again another question to him, the Junggao, whether you have seen the God's realm. No, then Junggao said, No, I haven't seen the God's realm. Then Buddha said, Then hold my robes. Then Buddha took him to the God's realm.
这样佛陀就问他了，这样呢，你有没有看过天人呢？ 有没有看过天？但如果讲，哎呀，我没有看过天人，这样佛陀就讲，你抓住我的袈裟。所以呢，中嘎就抓住佛陀袈裟，佛陀就运用他的神通力呢，把中嘎呢飞到天人的境界了。
So then, so he reached the God realm. So then he looked in different places of the God realm, left, right, in many places he see. Then he saw many things, you know, some palace, beautiful palace, you know, with God, goddess, you know, male, female, you know, all this enjoyment.He saw that. Then he saw one place in God's realm. That's only like the goddess, you know, the female god, god, you know, only goddess there. You know, there's no male, you know, no male goddess there.
Only female goddess.
Yeah, goddess, he saw that.
所以呢，他们就来到这个天人住的地方了。这天人住的地方呢，这个中嘎呢就前后左右到处去看了。哇，他看到哇，他们的宫殿，他们住的地方是宫殿，哇，是非常非常漂亮、非常庄严的。然后呢，有很多的天女啊，全部都是长得非常非常的漂亮的。
So then, you know, you got some place up.Male, female goddess together, but some place, one place he saw there's only female ladies. So then he asked to this goddess, you know, female goddess there, he asked, you know, how come, you know, some have this male, female, this and that, how come this have only females, you know, female goddess there, you know, he asked that. Then the goddess replied to him, you know, the Buddha, Buddha who Buddha Shakyamuni, he ordained one monk called Junggao, you know, Junggao. So he became ordained. So after he died, then he will come to this place, enjoy with us, you know. We are waiting for him, you know. So that.
像这个天人住的地方呢，其实有些宫殿是有男的有女的了啊，就是混合的了哦。有些宫殿呢，可是这个宫殿呢，这唯一一个宫殿呢，就只有天女而已了，全部只有女的天女，而且全部都很漂亮的。这样中嘎看了就觉得很奇怪，就问：哎，为什么其他宫殿都是男女混合的，可是你们这个宫殿全部都是天女啊？这样天女就回答了：哦。这是因为呢，释迦牟尼佛他命令我们的，就跟我们讲的，就是呢，我们这个宫殿呢只有天女而已，因为呢，我们正在等待哦，释迦牟尼佛的弟子叫做中嘎的来呀，因为中嘎呢，这个出家释迦牟尼佛的弟子啊，中嘎他内身呢出家完后呢，他死掉之后就会投生为天人，他就会来到我们这个天女的宫殿呢，和我们一起享受。
So then, by hearing that, he bliss up. You know, he's so, just hearing that, he bliss up. He feels so happy and excited, you know. Then went to see Buddha, you know.
这中嘎听到之后，哇，就感到非常的开心，那种大乐，心里升起了的大乐。
So then, then Buddha asked him, what did you see? Now Buddha asked him. So then, he told what he seen.What he have seen. So then Buddha asked him, comparing your wife and this goddess, what do you compare these two? You know, he asked them. His answer was, it's like comparing the monkey and my wife. You know, this thousand, hundred thousand them better than my wife.
所以佛陀 这时就问了，诶，中嘎你看到些什么？这中嘎就据实回答了，哦，我看到这个东西啊，什么什么天女啊什么。这样佛陀这时候就问了，这些天女和你的妻子比起来，哪一个比较好？这佛陀一直重复同样的问题。这样那个中嘎就回答了，哦，你这个问题呢，就好像拿那个瞎眼的母猴和我的妻子来比一样。当然是这些天女比我的妻子好啦，是千倍万倍啊，比我的妻子好。
So then, after that, Buddha told him, so So, Duhua, you know? So Buddha said Duhua, you know? Anyway, Bimang, anyway, Duhua, Bimang, okay? Bimang. Duhua, Bimang, so you will experience all those happiness, you know? Then,
于是呢，佛陀就告诉准噶了，这样呢，你应该好好的出家当和尚。要做一个好和尚呢，过后呢，你就能够享受这样美妙的境界。
So then he went back to Buddha's place. You know, that must be in Rajagira somewhere there. I don't know, but he went back to the Buddha's place. Then because thinking of that, so he able to stay. You know, become the monk. You know, then stay there and practice. You know, just.Want to achieve this happiness, you know? Then he stays a monk.
所以呢，他们呢，佛陀就把他过后就把他带回人间呐、带回佛住的地方。这样，因为呢，这个中嘎就想着吼这个天公啊，天人啊，所以呢，他就乖乖出家当了和尚了。因为他想着，哎呀。我以后呢出家当和尚，好好这个当和尚，我以后呢这生过了就能得到很大的享乐。
So Buddha know that, you know, his motivation is to just achieve, you know, this kind of happiness. You know, Buddha know that and just achieve this kind of happiness. Therefore, he staying as a monk. Then Buddha know that. Then Buddha told to the other monk.The Sangha, other Sangha community, you know, told other Sangha, oh, you cannot mix with this person, you know, this ordinary person, you cannot relate with this person, cannot stay together, cannot gather together, cannot, you know, associate together, something like that, Buddha told other Sangha, you know, then he become like alone there, you know.
因为佛知道了这中嘎出家的动机啊，只是为了得到天人的快乐果报，所以呢，他就告诉其他的僧众啊，不要和中嘎这个和尚在一起啊，不可以和他同住啦，不要和他交往等等。所以呢，中嘎因此呢感到非常的孤单。
So then every other ordained monks is avoiding him, you know. Then he believed. He believe it shy or feel difficult, you know, why everybody avoiding me, you know. He feel something not correct. Then he asks, even though his brother, the Kung Kao, is avoiding him, you know. So then one day he asked his brother, you know, the Kung Kao, you know, why other can avoid, but how come you are my brother? How come you also avoid me?You know, he asked to his brother.
所以呢，所有的出家的剃度的和尚呢，全部呢都避开他，所以呢，他就觉得哎呀，有点不好意思或难为情，我觉得有点困难。我到底做错了什么？为什么每个人都避开我？这样呢，连他自己的哥哥也避开他，就阿难尊者也避开他。所以他就觉得很奇怪，所以有一天呢，他就忍不住，他就去问他的哥哥了。其他人都避开我，为什么你是我的哥哥，你也避开我呢
？So then, Kung Kao and his brother, Kung Kao told him, because we two are different. You know, your road, your way, and my way.You know, that means my motivation or your motivation or my path is different. You know, therefore, I avoid you. You know?
所以呢，他的哥哥，这个哥哥他听我们去讲是公高啊，就跟他讲呢，我避开你是因为我们是不同的。你的道和我的道是不同的，中文呢、道不同不相为谋，因为呢你的动机啊，你的修行的动机啊，是和我们不一样的，所以呢我们避开你，
So then this Jun Gao asked his brother Gong Gao, you know, what's the difference? Then he said, your wish, you know, your practice, your wish is to achieve, you know, to God's realm, so that Paul, you are become ordained. You know, my path is different, to achieve the liberations. So we are different, you know.
所以呢，这个啊，中高王就问他的哥哥贡高王：“哎，到底有什么不同？你说我们的道不一样，到底有什么不同？”这样他的哥哥呢，贡高王就告诉他了：“你的道啊，就是你修行的动机啊，就是你出家的动机，是因为你要得到天人的果报，就是你修行是为了将来能够投生为天人。”可是呢，我出家的动机就是我修行的道呢，是为了从轮回中解脱出来，所以我修的是解脱道，他修的是天人道，所以呢，我的道和你的道是不一样的。
So then, by hearing this, then this Jun Gao become very, you know, sad or depression, you know, himself, you know.
所以呢，中高娃听了呢，听了他哥哥的解释，就感到很伤心。
So then, so Buddha can, so Buddha can see this all these things. You know, so then Buddha came and talked to him. So Buddha said, "Whether you have seen, whether you have seen the hell, you know."Then he said, "No, I haven't seen the hell, you know, hell realm." Yeah.
所以呢，佛陀呢以他的一切智啊，佛陀有一切是一切种智哈，就得知了这一切。所以呢，佛陀呢就来到中高王那边呢，就去跟他谈话了。这样佛陀就问他：“你有没有看过地狱？”这样中高王讲：“没有，我没有看过地狱。”
So then Buddha said, "Then hold my robes." Then Buddha took him to the hell realm. You know.
所以呢，佛陀呢就叫他抓住我的袈裟。于是呢，中高娃就抓住了袈裟，佛陀就以神通力把他带到地狱了。
So then he looked around the hell realm. So he saw some of the container, big container with the boiling hot.You know, like hot water or whatever this boiling.
所以呢，他来到
hot, you know, so inside there are so many living beings suffering. You know, like crying, making suffering. So he saw that.
所以呢，来到地狱呢，他就左看右看了啊，到处去看了，参观了。所以呢，看到呢，哎，地狱有大火锅，烧着很多大火锅，这样有多友情呢，就在火锅里面嘛，被大火烤着、烧着，所以呢，他都发出痛苦的哭叫声。
So then the same thing also he saw some big container, you know, like boiling, you know, water, but it's nobody, it's empty there, you know, nothing, but it's hot boiling, you know, some have.Sentient beings, some don't have sentient beings suffering. You know, he saw that, then he asked to hell guide him. Hell guardians. Well, he asked hell guardian, why like that? You know, some are sentient beings, some are empty, nothing there. You know.
所以呢，他在地狱里面呢，就看到很多这个大火锅，大火锅就是火锅里面的水已经烧沸了，很烧很烧的，那门火在烧着。这样看到，哎，有些火锅里面有情众生哦，被烧着，在那边哭叫着。哎，有些大火锅却是空着的，他就觉得很奇怪，所以他就跑去问那个地狱的使者，哎，为什么有些火锅呢是有情的？哦，因为有些火锅呢却是空着的。
So then, hell the garden, hell garden, garden. So, troll to the, this, you know, this jungle, you know, so, so he told that, you know, Buddha Shakyamuni, he ordained one person called Junggao, you know. So ordain his wish to achieve God realm, you know. So then he will take reborn in the God realm, experiencing all the happiness in the God realm. So after that, after he's finishing experiencing the happiness in the God realm, so then after he die, then he will come to this place. So that's why it's empty.
释迦，他就问这个地狱使者，为什么这个火锅有些烧着，有些是有人的，有些却没有众生的？这地狱使者就回答了，哦，这是因为呢，释迦牟尼佛，他有一个弟子啊，叫中嘎，这个他剃度的弟子呢，中嘎，他修行的呢，出家修行是因为了要得到来生要得到天人的果报。所以呢，他那一世过后呢，他就会投生为天人，在天人享尽天人所有的快乐之后呢，他就死掉了啊！死掉了过后呢，他就会来到这里，所以这里的火锅是等着他来的。
Okay, so just so immediately, you know, just by hearing that, so he feels very very scared. So he thought if the hell garden recognize him.They will put immediately inside there, you know. He was so scared, you know. He went to see the Buddha, immediately ran away and went to see the Buddha.
所以他听到这个就哇，心里感到害怕极了，因为他就勇敢嘛。他讲：“哦，糟了啊！我看了地狱使者，现在地狱使者认得我了，我就是勇敢。如果他认得我，他就马上把我丢进这火锅，怎么办？”哇，所以他就感到非常害怕，马上跑掉，就跑去见释迦牟尼佛了。
So same thing. Then Buddha asked him, "What did you see?" Now then, he explained what he had seen.
佛陀就问他，诶，中嘎，你看到了些什么？
So then, Buddha said, "Now then, just wishing to achieve the God realm or just human realm with attachment, then you become ordained, so that."Then become this is the problem, you know. So better seek for liberation and be ordained, you know.
所以呢，中嘎就跟佛陀报告他看到了一切了。这样佛陀就跟他讲了，哦，如果呢你出家修行是因为有这个天人。还有人道啊，善趣的执着，就将来要投生为人啊，或天人那种执着的话呢，就你的果报啊，快乐的果报啊，成熟完成之后呢，啊，就会有这样的问题啊，所以这就是天人出家，以天人得到天人或善趣出家的问题。所以呢，最好呢，你还是以解脱为动机来修行。
Okay, so then after that, so they went back to the Buddha's place. You know, then and Buddha gave another teaching for everyone. You know, so so three poisons. You know, such as the three inner poisons, such as attachment, such as anger.So the ignorance have to be abandoned.
所以呢，佛陀就把这个中嘎呢带回到人间呢，佛陀住的地方。这样，那一回到人间呢，佛陀呢就给在场的每一个人哦进行开示，就给了佛力开示。他就告诉大家呢，大家要断除这个三毒。就要断除我们的贪嗔还有痴愚痴无明这三毒。
So Buddha said, so must abandon these three inner poisons. You know, so he give this teaching. So then by then, this Junggao you know, able, after that you realize that, then able to achieve. And part of seeing, you know, then after a while, also you're able to achieve arhat, like that.
像佛陀呢开示怎么样断除这个三内毒这贪嗔痴，经过这开示呢过后呢中国听了这开示啊，他就开悟了啊，他开悟了就欲入圣流，就是得到了这个出果了，这样从出果呢慢慢继续修呢，到最后他就证得的阿罗汉果了。
So thisThe story is about what kind of motivation you have. You know, whatever we do, what kind of motivation you have with attachment. Then, yeah, you may experience some kind of happiness, but it doesn't last long. Sooner or later, you have to suffer. You know, with attachment, this kind of motivation,can achieve everlasting happiness. So the story is telling about that.
所以呢，这个故事呢，很好的告诉我们，很清楚的告诉我们，我们的发心呢，我们的动机啊，是多么的重要。如果我们的发心和动机呢，是由贪执而生起的，这样虽然呢，我们在短时间内啊。在过后会得到快乐的果报，可是这个快乐果报呢，并不会长长久久，好，因为呢，它的动机呢是由贪执所污染的，所以呢，过后就算我们得到快乐果报，过后呢，我们还是会继续受痛苦的。
Okay, so with attachment, so you can see from the story, the point is with attachment, you can do some virtues, creating some good karma.This and that, you may achieve God realm, you know, able to enjoy all the God realm happiness. But at the end, when you finish this good karma, then you will take rebirth into the in the lower realm. You know, so that not really, you don't achieve the everlasting happiness.
所以，如果我们是由贪执的动机去修行的话，我们当然还可以制造善业，我们可以得到善的果报可能将来会得到善趣啦，得到天人的果报啦等等，还可以继续呢享受。可是这样的享受呢，你的福报啊福业完了之后呢，过后呢你还是会堕入到恶道去的，所以你过后呢还是会感受到痛苦的果报。因为呢，你所制造的善业啊，你的那个发心呢，并不能给你带来永久的快乐。
So here, so one is when you really have correct motivation, you know, so seeking for liberation, you know, renouncing the attached samsara and seeking for liberation. When you have this correct motivation, then you are able to achieve liberation. You know, whatever you do practice, then become cause for that, to achieve liberation.
所以呢，这里我们可以看到呢，拥有正确的发心呢，修整整理我们的发心是非常重要的。如果我们发心是正确的话呢，比如说我们的发心是由出离心而来的话呢，这样我们就可以出离这个轮回。这样呢，我们所做的善业呢，就所得到快乐就会长久。这样，无论我们修什么我们做什么东西啊，或做供养、等等，任何修行呢，都会成为解脱的殊胜的因缘。
Okay, so the story is about that. You know, so should have correct motivation. You know, to achieve everlasting happiness, should have correct motivation. Then shouldn't follow.Attachment, anger, you know, so the story is telling about that, you know, so get some idea from the story.
所以这个故事呢是要告诉我们正确的发心呢是 啊，能够是非常重要的，可以给我们带来永久的快乐。我们不应该啊，不应该我们的发心呢，不应该啊，由我们的贪执或贪嗔痴啊，任何三毒呢啊所污染。所以这个故事是啊，就是这个故事的重点。
Okay, that's the end of the story. 啊。
这故事在讲到这里就完了。
The guy already achieved liberation, an arhat. Junggao, that's the end of the story of Junggao, because he already achieved arhat.
所以Junggao最后就证得的阿罗汉果，所以就从轮回中呢完全解脱出来了。
All right, all right, anyway, I don't know what's our next topic. Anyway, as the next Sunday, okay, we close up this 8 verses. You know, we finish this. Next Sunday, we finish this chapter, 8 verses, the last class.
下个星期呢，我们将会正式讲完这修心八颂。下个星期了哦，一定会讲完了。
What?
Nothing.
So, okay. Any question you want to ask? Just one. Yeah, one.
大家有什么问题可以问一个问题？安迪有问题吗？
Can ask anything, huh?
可以问任何问题。啊，这里有问题。
My question is about, let's say if we really practice Buddhism and practice the stages of path to enlightenment, can we actually realize liberation in this life as well?
这位师兄的问题就是，如果我们真正的去修行佛法，比如说我们真正的去根据这个菩提道次第的教法来修的话，我们这一生真的能够证得解脱吗？可以从轮回中解脱吗？我如果这一生去修的话，
liberation, this life. So, So of course there's many different explanations. You know, so when you look in the sutra, from sutra view, when you look from the tantra explanation, from the sutra explanation, so they'll be different, you know.
如果我们要这一生真的解脱的话呢，其实我们有不同的，看你修的是什么，有不同的解释了。如果你修的是从经序或者是从密序方面来讲
，Okay, from the
显密了。
Okay, from sutra point of view, you know, from explanation from the sutra, so it's not possible one lifetime to be.Achieve liberation is not possible. Yeah.
如果从显宗，就是 显宗就是就是经了，根据经文啊，佛经那个所教的那个次第来修的话，这个显宗的修行来讲，这一生要证得佛成佛是不可能的。
Okay, not possible. So again, of course, you have to see which level you are. You know, whether you get enlightened one lifetime or not, you have to see which level you are. You know, you are very, very beginning, have an intro in the path, then it's difficult. You know?
当然，我们要看我们自己的怎么讲呢？我们自己的修行的程度到了哪一个阶段？如果我们是刚开始初期学佛的话呢，当然我们就很难很难在这一生里面呢证得佛的果位。
So I think answer is not possible. I think one lifetime to achieve liberation is difficult. But、
如果是初期学佛的话，当然这一生呢要能够证得佛的果位呢，是不可能的。是非常非常困难的啊！这给我们去想他，其实看你自己了。
Yeah, but saying same time, my question is again, of course, when you look this story I'm telling just now, one lifetime you achieve liberation. The story, no.I said not possible. Just I'm telling this story just now. It looked like one lifetime you achieve liberation. Arhat.
It's Arhat, not Buddhahood.
It's talking about the liberation. Yeah.
所以如果讲一生证得解脱可能是比较困难的，可是呢我们听了刚才讲的那个故事那故事其实他在那一生里面他就证得了轮回解脱。
When you look at the story, it looks like possible. One lifetime, you have so much attachment, but after a while, you can achieve liberation. When you hear the stories like that, but...When you look at the teaching, you know, the Buddha's teaching, how long, how much merit you have to accumulate to achieve liberation, then it's not possible to achieve liberation in one lifetime.
所以刚才我们看到的、听到的故事呢，这个人呢，其实他有很深重的贪执、贪念。可是呢，他却能够在那一生里面呢，那短短一生里面呢，证得轮回解脱，所以呢，又好像是其实是可以的。可是呢，如果我们看佛陀的教导，他在经典里面的开示的话呢，如果要证得解脱轮回的话，他其实是需要具备很多的福德资粮。就是我们要种下的这个福德啊，善根啊，是非常非常的广大的。要广植这个福德资粮呢，我们才能够证得轮回解脱。所以呢，如果从这个角度来看呢，又好像我们这一生就很难很难累积这样广大的功德哈，所以又好像是不可能。
In sutra, of course, you don't see that one lifetime becoming achieving arhat, one lifetime achieving you know, Buddhahood. That's from the sutra point of view, they don't explain you know, one lifetime to achieve. You know.
所以呢，从经典呢、经典佛陀教的经典的这个经序的角度来看，我们讲的显宗，如果呢要一生呢证得阿罗汉道呢，那个是。很难很难的、就是从佛陀开示的经典所教导来看，这样这个显宗啊，就经典的那经序的经序的教导里面呢，他们根本都没有谈到怎么一生证得佛的果位，他们没有教的。
Okay, that's it.
所以就是坑容觉的回答。你要不要进一步 ？You want to ask or clarify further?
What?
No, because you say one lifetime is not possible to achieve arhatthood. So how many lifetimes? We can ask questions like this. I'll help you ask.如果讲一生不可以的话，这样多少生啊？可以问的。
So, so I mean, you can see the sutra, you know, like for achieved heroes, arhat, you know, heroes arhat is mentioned like three lifetime of accumulation of merit, you know, three lifetime. Then to achieve, or the solitary realizer arhat, take.100 accumulation of 100 kalpa, you know, to accumulate merit, 100 kalpa of accumulation of merit, then achieve the full enlightenment. So then it's mentioned, you have to accumulate 3 great eon accumulation of merit, you know.
所以呢，根据佛陀的教导，他开始。所以呢，如果要证得声闻阿罗汉，就声闻阿罗汉的话，这样呢，我们所需要积累的福德资粮呢，是需要三生。三生，如果要证得独觉阿罗汉，那所要积累的福德资粮需要100劫。如果要证得佛的果位的话，那所积累的福德资粮需要三大阿僧祇劫，阿僧祇就是算不清，他的意思就是数不清的意思。
Those explained from the sutra like that, you know, so it doesn't sounds one lifetime, you know, you can achieve liberation, doesn't sounds there.
所以呢，这是根据经典呢，就是佛陀经典的开示。所以所有的经典开示里面呢，就是显宗的这种开示，并没有讲一生能够证得解脱，他教导并没有。当然，如果这是你的第三生的话，就可能。
OK。
OK 啊 ，Mr. Low has a question.
Yeah.
I heard about this Mirabha story that he has become a Buddha in one lifetime. Is it that he has remained, last time previous life have been a Bodhisattva already?
This 位师兄的问题就是他读到那个密勒日巴尊者的传记，像他讲的这个传记里面讲密勒日巴呢，在那一生哦，那一生呢就证得佛的果位了，所以呢就表示呢，如果根据刚才哦，刚才的开始，就表示哎，这个密勒日巴呢，那一生成佛，其实是他以前呢就已经是菩萨了嘛，他已经修菩萨道，所以才会在那一生证得佛的果位，是不是？
So, so I mentioned before. So how the sutra, you know, explain how the tantra explanation tantra explanation in the sutra. That's different, you know. So according to sutra, of course, it's mentioned.In one lifetime, we can get enlightened, you know. But in sutra view, they don't explain that way, only tantra, you know.
所以刚才呢，其实Kenrom J 有讲过了，就是 显宗的经典的解释和密宗经典的解释是不一样的。像显宗经典的解释是没有谈到这些一生成佛的东西，没有这样的教导，没有这样的方法。可是在密宗的经典里面呢，他就谈到了一生成佛。
Okay, so even Tantra, we have many different level of Tantra, you know, there's four level of different Tantra, you know, so different Tantra. So the three law Tantra, they explain differently, you know.
就算是密宗的经典呢，它有不同的层次的解释，因为密宗呢，我们讲密宗其实它是由四部密序组成的。这四部密序呢，它的三个比较低层次的密序呢，它的解释就和那个第四部密宗又不一样了。
Okay, so this three law tantra so they explain, you know, to practice of long life practice. So from that long life practice, then you are able to live like long period of time, you know, like you are able to get some kind of realization after the practice, you know, able to live long period of time. You know, the long period of time, you know, like living long time. So then, because of that, you are able to practice and achieve, you know, enlightenment. Law Tantra. You practice a long life practice, you're able to live long time. So you can achieve liberation one lifetime. You know.
根据那个三个比较低层次的密序了，他们有一些长寿的修持，所以当你证得这样的长寿的修持的话，你可以你的生命可以活得很长久啊。这样因为你活得很长久，你很长寿，非常长寿，所以呢，你就可以用这样长的时间呢来去修行，这样你就可以真的解脱。
All like that. So then, of course, you go to higher tantra. So it's mentioned differently. You know, even this your short lifetime, one lifetime, short lifetime, you are able to achieve enlightenment. You know.
可是呢，如果是最上部的，也就是我们讲的无上瑜伽部。无上瑜伽部的解释呢，或者他的修行方法啊，就能够在很短很短，就人生的短暂的一生呢，证得佛的果位。
Okay, so like that. So now in the tantra, of course, the explanation of getting enlightened in this lifetime, one lifetime you can get enlightened. That explanation according to tantra.
所以如果我们是根据密宗经典，尤其是无上瑜伽部的那个密序的修持来讲的话，像一生成佛呢是可能的。
So again, of course, there's a lot of question again. It doesn't, you know, why Tantra have, why Sutra don't have, you know, you still have question there, why Tantra have, why Sutra don't have. You have a question is there again.
当然，这里呢会有很多很多其他的问题。为什么显宗的经典呢？没有这样的东西啊，没有这样的修持法门呢？为什么呢？密宗的修持有这样的法门啊，等等啊之类的问题。
Okay, so this is all boils down to different practice, the power of the practice, different practice, and also different explanation. Yeah. So the point is.The practice of the path is different, much, much powerful than the what Sutra explained about the practice. Much, much powerful. So therefore, it's able to achieve enlightenment in short time.
当然，这是因为呢修持的法门不同的缘故，因为密宗的修持方法和显宗的修持方法呢，它的是很不同的。它的密宗的修持方法是有很大的力量的，所以呢，它所证得的最后的果位是不一样的。
Okay, something like that. You know, you have rocket, You know, from Singapore to America, you send rocket, it's very fast. You know, now there's a new plane, the solar. We have seen that solar plane, you know. It takes, I don't know how many days, you know, 10, 15 days to reach America. And the solar plane. Yeah? You send rocket, maybe, I don't know, less than an hour, I don't know, reaching America. Huh?
所以呢是好像是这样的比喻了，你听这个比喻，如果从新加坡到美国呢，你坐的是火箭的话，像不用一个小时，你就从新加坡你就就飞到美国了，你坐的是火箭了。可是你坐的是太阳能飞机的话，太阳能冬季要等等等等等，要太阳出来才有飞机。像你要从新加坡坐到美国，要10天或15天，再等等等才到那边呢。 所以呢，你看你的飞机是哪一款的咯？就你修行了，你修行的飞机是哪一款的
？So something like that, depend on technique, depend on the power. So how fast you can go, you know, even the path, you know, so like that.
因为修行的方法不一样，所以呢，它带来的那个效果啊，它的力量也不一样。
Okay, we stop here. Okay.
所以今天就讲到这里。现在呢，我们就做回向。回向是在那个比较大的版本，第32面，对。Page 32 on the short daily prayers. For those who want to do it in English, you can do it on your own. We will do it in Mandarin on page 32. 回向，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速升起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面。 勇本文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是。未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚。未行普行行，我亦如是。将此善根个个皆回向。